And here we go. And good Tuesday morning, everyone. It is business of the week time. Our business of the week this week is Christ Furniture out in Eagle Grove. And Jim Christ is with us on the phone. I dubbed him yesterday the most recognized furniture expert that I have ever talked to. So good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for that wonderful comment.
Hey, I had to admit, you were the most knowledgeable furniture guy I've ever met in my life. Now, you, before I forget, where are you physically located, Jim?
We are in downtown Eagle Grove, Iowa.
Wonderful. I bet it's beautiful out there. And if I remember correctly, you are right by the time and temperature sign at the bank.
That's correct, and it is a nice drive over here. A lot of our trees are just beautiful in town right now, so it's a come on over, drive around town, and check out the furniture store.
Oh, there you go. There you go. If you come to Eagle Grove, you have to stop at Christ Furniture. It's one of the sights to see. Jim has four floors of furniture over there. Ridiculous.
So yep. We've got them fully stocked, and we're full to the brim with furniture. So furniture has been kind of hard to find. Come over here. We've got sofa, love seat, recliners, dinette sets, bedding on hand, ready to go for you.
Now, Jim is humble, so he won't tell you like I'll tell you, but he also has the custom blinds and everything. Jim has the area rugs, throw rugs, lamps, lighting. Jim's got it all over there. We're going to get into all that all this week. Right now, Jim, again, before I forget this too, your website.
Oh, yes, that's ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com.
And Jim taught us yesterday that if you go to the website, you can actually browse the different brand lines, the Lazy Boy, Simmons, and all that good stuff. And if you see something you like, you just let them know at Christ Furniture, and they can set you right up with it. Now, Jim, you've even got free delivery.
Yes, free in-home delivery. Now, some drop off of the door, but no, we bring it into the home, and if you buy a recliner, we'll take your old one away, or if you buy a sofa, we'll take your old one away, so it makes it really easy to... What I do with my old furniture, we'll take care of that for you.
There you go. And that is a problem. You know, a lot of folks, people like me who drive a small car, no truck or anything, you know, you get new furniture in the house and you're just stuck. What do you do?
Yeah, and once in a while, it's a little on the heavy side, so it's kind of nice to have someone else do that.
That's right. I can vouch. I don't want to move a couch. That's right. I want a new one, but I don't want to move the old one. So there you go. So Christ Furniture can fix you right up. Now, Jim, you mentioned something off air that just fascinated me with Lazy Boy and Simmons with the fabrics.
You know, I'm so proud of my industry because they've done some things that the world needs right now. And what that is, we've got so many plastics, so much garbage, and they're just piling up. So they've said, what can we do about this? I'll start off with Lazy Boy. They've got a fabric line. It's called Conserve. And what they do is they take water bottles, they collect water bottles, and then they are basically melted down into pellets. And then the pellets are going through machines that kind of stretches them out and turns them into fibers. And then just like yarn, like a cotton and polyester or something like that. And it's woven into fabrics. And so there's probably about 70 water bottles that it takes to make the fabric for like a Lazy Boy recliner, and quite a bit more for a sofa. So they're using all these water bottles that are filling up our landfills. And the great thing is that they're really good fabrics. Think about it. You could put grape juice in a plastic water bottle. It would not stain it. So when you're making fabric out of a water bottle, it's very durable. It doesn't wear out, and it virtually does not stain. And in the process of the manufacturing, it feels just as soft as cotton. So it's a big win for everybody. And then the other company that's doing something very similar is Beautyrest. They're working with a company that is recycling ocean plastic. And we hear the stories about there's islands of plastic and garbage out in the ocean. Well, they work with a company. They harvest this plastic out of the ocean and doing a very similar thing where they get it melted down and then it's refined into some nice fabrics and they're on your bed. So it's breathable. It's a lot more stain-proof and it's very durable and it's helping our environment. So these are some great things that everybody wants. Let's get together and save the planet. They're working very hard on doing that.
That is just fascinating. I mean, whoever would have thought that?
Yeah, and this market is kind of fun because they got a little basket. They show the water bottle and the pellets, and they show what the fibers. And you touch the fibers, like, wow, this is just as soft as can be. And then they show how it's made in the science.
Unbelievable.
Great idea.
No, I guess it won't be long. They'll be making all kinds of things out of that.
Well, we hope. We got to start recycling a little bit, and this is a great start.
That is just fascinating, Jim. I hadn't heard of that. That I want to come over just to feel the fabric now.
Yeah, it's just as smooth and soft as can be.
And gosh, I mean, just think now, the money you would save on cleaning and I'm going to date myself here, Jim, Scotch guarding.
Yeah, I mean, they virtually don't even do that anymore because these fabrics by nature are so easy to clean that you spill things on it, it just pads, wipes right up.
That is amazing. And these days, I can vouch, folks that have little dogs in the house, or big dogs in the house, or kids, or, I mean, you spend three quarters of your life wiping things off your furniture.
Oh, yes. You've got a few muddy paws and muddy hands, yes. And
that's it.
Cheetos.
That's right. And sometimes the dog has the Cheetos and the mud. That's right. Well, Jim, that is fascinating. Now, you were also talking about a little bit about your area rugs and things off air.
Yeah, we got a new shipment of area rugs in. They're the nice average size, about 5x7, 5x8, but they're averaging around $169, and they're made out of similar products. A lot of them are made out of like polyester and nylon. So again, they're very easy to clean, very wearable, and we've got quite a diverse amount of designs there, whether they're patterns or kind of random shapes, colors, and have very good luck with those. A very easy accent to change the look of your home. And as we all know, it's getting a little darker out, and we just got also in a new shipment of floor lamps, and that makes such a difference at 4, 5, 6 o'clock when the whole house seems to get dark with the sun's down. Kind of light it up a little bit and then stay awake and enjoy the family and your home.
Oh, that's right. I keep pretty much just a floor lamp on in my living room all the time. I don't use anything else. Gives a nice comfortable, nice comfortable light, and you know, easy on the eyes and everything, and I can see everything I need to see, Jim. Now, I'm curious, you mentioned yesterday that you have about 90 recliners on the floor. I'm curious, do you have any idea how many area rugs you have in the store?
Probably about 15 right now ones we just got in, so those are all their nice fresh ones, and our manufacturer we work with, I think he has like about almost like 6,000 on hand. We got a website,
wow.
And we usually get them within the week, and you can get different sizes. If you need just like a runner for your entryway, we can buy a runner that's like 24 inches by maybe 10 foot long and a lot of different colors. If you want a real cabin look with bear moose or something on it, we can get that too. Or the ones that are real fluffy and look like a bearskin rug, they make it all. And they pretty much have them stocked in Chicago, and we get them within a week. So we can do a lot of special ordering easy there for you.
Well, that's a heck of a selection there, Jim. Anything else today you want to go over with us?
Hey, you know, we are in a new world, and one thing we're doing is we're powering things up. Let's power it up. I mean, most of our sofas now, reclining sofas, are electric.
Yes.
We've got a footrest that'll come up by a push button. The back goes back so easily, and who isn't connected to the web now, they also have USB ports built right into the sofas and into the recliners. So you can charge your cell phone or your laptop as you sit there. It makes it really easy. We also have the lift beds, which a lot of people are going that for their health. They like to sit up and so they breathe a little bit easier, maybe watch TV, read. And even some of our end tables have built-in outlets into them. So it's easy to plug your accessories right into the end
yep.
table. So the world's changing. The furniture is changing with it.
Whoever would have thought it, Jim?
Yeah, it's amazing. And the great part about this is when we first started, I'll be real honest, this scared me because I thought, oh, all these motors I'll have to fix. And here's the big thing, is the motor that they're using on these sofas for the electric recline is virtually the very same motor company that makes it for every car company in America.
Wow.
It's not a new motor. They've made billions of these, so all the tricks and problems have been worked out of them and are very, very reliable.
Well, I can tell you, and I think I told you off air, I have an electric recliner at home, which I bought previously owned. And I had never had one, but, you know, I had that concern, Jim, because I'm a big guy. And my thought was, well, I'll wear this motor out quickly. But let me tell you, I'm about 250, 255. That recliner has no trouble at all with that motor, with the reclining part going up or with the back going down and up. So you're right. I mean, those motors are amazing.
Yeah, and the nice part, and you can attest to this, is you zero it in electrically with just the perfect spot, and it'll stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Where your typical recliner might slip back forward, or you move
that's
it forward,
right.
It'll drop down in front. But electric, once you find that sweet spot, it's there for the rest of the night till you're ready to move.
And with electric, Jim, you don't have to worry about bending the prongs when you're lifting the reclining part up and down.
That's true, because it's all doing it itself.
That's right.
Over.
And who hasn't pushed down on a reclining footrest that didn't go down because you caught it wrong and bent it a little bit?
We've had a few of those repairs, yes.
That's right. Well, Jim, Chris, that's about all the time we have. I wish you a fantastic day. And what's that website one more time?
ChrisFurnitureAndMattress.com. Come and check us out.
And that phone number, just in case.
It's at 519.
That's right.
515-448-3413.
All right, Jim, Chris, we appreciate it. Our business of the week, Chris Furniture, and we'll be back right after this.